Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1669, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Would send me with someone to see her. I talked with Annie Maud Carter, and she never told me that Conley had ever stated to her that he had killed the little girl. She told me that he said Mr. Frank had killed the girl. Since Annie Maud Carter was turned out of jail about a month ago, she has been living at my house. On last Thursday, April 23rd, 1914, she left home. After she left home, I met her accidentally uptown. I met her on Decatur Street. She has not been home since. Mr. J. Jacobs told me that she was taken good care of. He said that she came to him and told him about some men trying to trip her up and that she thought one of these men were Mr. Dot Burns. He said that he had sent her to an office in the 4th National Bank building. I was told by my next-door neighbors that they saw Annie Maud Carter at my house Friday, April 24th. I did not see her myself. I found that all of her clothes was gone. I know that she had something pawned at No. 120 Decatur Street with said Jacobs. In an effort to locate my daughter, I went to Burns's detective agency in the Healy building. While there, I talked to Herbert Haas. Mr. Burns told me yesterday, April 28th, that he would send to her whenever I wanted to go. Mr. Haas told me today, Wednesday, April 29th, that he didn't know where my daughter was, but he would locate her and let me talk to her. He said he would not send me to her because some of the city detectives or some of the men from Solicitor Dorsey's office would follow me. The attached letter upon which I have written my name came through due course of mail in the attached envelope. It came to my daughter Ruth Carter. I recognize the writing on the envelope and the writing in the letter. It is the handwriting of my daughter, Annie Maud Carter. My daughter married Joseph Griffin and was at one time known and passed under the name of Joseph Griffin. Attached to the above affidavit is an envelope addressed to Miss Ruth Carter in care of Mrs. Robert Campbell, 117 Livingston Street, Atlanta, Georgia. The envelope is postmarked New Orleans, Lay, April 27, 1914, 12 p.m. The letter is as follows. New Orleans, Louisiana. This is where I am living. 314 Lower Line Street, April 27, 1914. My dear Ruth, I am here. I will write you to let you know from here and know where I am. Well, I am in New Orleans for a while, and I am going to leave here for New York. I am working with Mr. William Burns, so you know by, that is what I am doing. Don't tell no one where I am. Keep that to yourself. Tell Mama the same. And when you write, don't call me Annie Maud Carter. Call me Mrs. Joseph Griffin. Give all my love to this is my office. No 314 Lower Line Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. No mother and father.